Come to me, all you who find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Jesus speaks these words to the whole world, certainly, but more importantly, he speaks them to you and to me. Can we imagine hearing more welcome words? Jesus speaks these words, words that have meant all the difference in the world to generations. Come to me, those who find life burdensome. Burdensome, we might think of St. Augustine prior to his conversion. St. Augustine, who traveled the world and tried out all different philosophies, all different religions, all different carnal pleasures, seeking fulfillment, only to shrug his shoulders and express, "Is this all that the world has to offer?" Come to me, you who find life burdensome, world weary, and I will refresh you. We might find a wonderful testimony to the power of the Lord to give refreshment from someone who was lost in the world of alcohol and drugs, and who found by walking the 12 steps to sobriety and new life truly that refreshment that comes only from the grace of God. Come to me, all you who find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke. What is a yoke? The yoke of which the Lord speaks is that harness for a beast of burden, an ox or a horse, that piece of equipment that is tailor-made to fit the contours and the shape of that animal. That device that allows that animal to go out into the field and do an extreme amount of difficult work without being burdened. That harness makes the work easier for that beast of burden. Jesus says that this is what his life is about, and our sharing in his life. It is taking his yoke upon our shoulders, that which will allow us to truly be the best version of ourselves, which will help us to do the work that the Lord intends for us to do. Now, let there be no doubt about it. Some would call by another name the sweet yoke of Jesus. They would speak of that which goes around the neck as a noose, something that is constricting, limiting, confining. That from which we need to be liberated. Because true freedom, after all, means being able to do whatever we want when we want to do it, right? I wonder how many people have followed that path, that road to illusory freedom, only to find themselves broke, addicted, lonely, ill, or prematurely dead. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, Jesus says. Learn from me, not from Hollywood. Learn from me, who knows you better than anyone, and who knows exactly how you will find your true happiness. Don't learn from a place of illusions and half-truths, but rather learn from me everything there is to know about life and about love. Our world knows so little about the true meaning of love. But Jesus enters into our human experience to teach us what love is all about, that love is not measured in terms of warm, fuzzy feelings, but in the depth of one's self-giving for the sake of another, that the meaning of intimacy, of closeness, is not found the way Hollywood describes it, moving from one person to another, the way that a bumblebee will move from flower to flower to flower, but rather true intimacy comes in being able to give oneself fully to another person. And that physical intimacy that is so deep and so tender is naturally reserved for the covenant of holy matrimony between one man and one woman. Learn from me, Jesus says, the meaning of love. He teaches us about love on the cross, showing us that love is about fidelity, love is about commitment, and love is about sacrifice. Greater love hath no one than to lay down his life for his friends. The meaning of happiness, our Lord teaches us, is found not in the size of one's bank account, nor one's nest egg, nor one's retirement portfolio, but in those things that are worth far more than silver or gold. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.